This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Finland and Sweden have applied for NATO membership amid concerns over Russia's war on Ukraine. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Stoltenberg says NATO allies agree that this is an historic moment which we must seize. The applications now submitted must be weighed by the 30 member countries. That process is expected to take about 2 weeks, but Turkey's president has expressed reservations about Finland and Sweden joining. The two, however, could officially become members once their accession protocols are ratified, even if Turkey's leaders' objections are overcome. That could take a few months. The process usually takes 8 to 12 months. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Ukrainian fighters extracted from the last bastion of resistance in Mariupol were taken to a former penal colony in enemy-controlled territory, and a top military official hoped they could be exchanged for Russian prisoners of war. But a Moscow lawmaker said they should be brought to justice. The Russian parliament planned to take up a resolution Wednesday to prevent the exchange of Azov Regiment fighters who held out for months inside the Azovstal steelworks plant while Mariupol was under siege, according to Russian news agencies. France strongly condemns the expulsion of 34 of its diplomats by Russia, the foreign ministry said Wednesday, a tit-for-tat move by Moscow after Paris ordered some Russian staff to leave in April. The ministry said in a statement the step had, quote, no legitimate basis, end quote, and that the work of diplomats and staff at France's embassy in Russia takes place within the framework of the Vienna Convention. The U.S. State Department said that it is still pushing to have regular contact with WNBA star Brittany Griner of the Phoenix Mercury, who has been detained in Russia for nearly 3 months. A consular official was able to meet with Griner last week. This is VOA News. U.S. Representative Madison Cawthorn has conceded in his Republican primary bid in the U.S. state of North Carolina, while another Trump-endorsed candidate wins the Senate nomination. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
In North Carolina's crowded Senate race, Trump-backed U.S. Congressman Ted Budd won the Republican primary.
I'm a conservative fighter, I'm America first, and I am honored to be your Republican nominee.
He'll be running against a black former state Supreme Court Chief Justice Sherry Beasley.
I'm running to bring North Carolina values back into the Senate.
First-time Congressman Madison Cawthorn lost his race in the GOP primary for North Carolina's 11th district to State Senator Chuck Edwards. Cawthorn lost the support of state Republican leaders after a series of publicly disclosed personal and political blunders. In November, Edwards will take on the Democratic frontrunner Jasmine Beach Ferrara. She's a county commissioner, an ordained minister, and an LGBTQ plus activist. I'm Jennifer King.
The U.S. Food and Drug Administration has cleared booster shots for healthy children ages 5 to 11. The APZ Donahue reports.
It's not clear how much demand there will be for boosters in this age group. Only about 30% of them have had the initial two Pfizer doses since vaccines opened to them in November. In a small study, Pfizer found a booster revved up those kids' levels of virus-fighting antibodies, including those able to fight the super-contagious Omicron variant, the same kind of effects adults get from the extra shot. Whether elementary school kids need a booster has been overshadowed by parents' outcry to vaccinate those under five, the only group not yet eligible in the U.S. The FDA is expected to evaluate data later this month. Ed Donahue, Washington.
North Korea said Wednesday more than a million people have already recovered from suspected COVID-19. Just a week after disclosing an outbreak, it appears to be trying to manage in isolation as global experts express deep concern about the public health threat. The country's antivirus headquarters announced 232,880 new cases of fever and another six deaths in state media Wednesday. It said at least 691,170 remain in quarantine. Nearly 43,000 people were killed on U.S. roads last year. That's the highest number in 16 years as Americans returned to the highways after the pandemic forced many to stay home. Traffic deaths rose 10.5% over 2020, the largest percentage increase since the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration began its fatality data collection in 1975. And recapping our top story, NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg says Finland and Sweden have applied for NATO membership amid concerns over Russia's war on Ukraine.